When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to beautiful people.
What's going on, beautiful people?
Okay. We are back. We are here. We are back. Sorry for having to take a week off. I had a family emergency. So just want to say that my mother had, my mother had a brain aneurysm that burst. In her brain, she's fine. She's stable now. But it's been a very stressful week. And me and my family feel very lucky and blessed that she survived it, and that we're all happy to be there for her. And please, I know that most people will want to send love and regards. It's okay. You don't have to. I know that if you listen, that's beautiful. But we just feel very lucky and blessed that she's okay, and very blessed with the hospital on Staten Island. Who knew they would do a good job? They got boards head at the cafeteria there, so that's how you know it's a true good Staten Island hospital. I felt safe with my mother being there once I saw the boards head slide downstairs. I said, "Ma, you're good." She was sleeping.
That's cool.
But the doctors and the nurses were so beautiful, and they were so helpful. Also, my mother told me she goes, you could mention I had this. She goes, but make sure that you mention how good the doctors and stuff were. You know, that's very important to her.
She's a queen.
She is. She's a queen. But she's stable now, and every day we're hoping she's getting better. So sorry about that. And I also want to say this. Robbie, so a bunch of people reached out, why isn't there an episode, right? Where's the episode? I promise you, every week I can do an episode, I'm going to show up here and do an episode. I don't take off weeks for no reason. If I take off something, I'm dealing with something, right? So I understand, and I know it's coming from a place of love and that people really want to hear the episode and stuff like that. But some weeks, I mean, if I had a regular job, I wouldn't be there, you know? So I know it's coming from love, but just please know that if I don't put out an episode this week, we've missed 5 episodes in 3 years. So if I don't put out an episode that week, please know I'm dealing with something, and I just don't have the capability to be doing an episode that week. And I know it's coming from a place of love and a love for the show, and I need that, you know? That's it. I feel lucky. I feel blessed. I was looking at our last episode. It was titled, "Why is Loving Your Family a Red Flag?" Talk about how much I love my mother.
I know.
I couldn't, bro.
I know. I know.
I couldn't. I'm not declaring love for anyone ever again.
I know. I was thinking about that.
I couldn't. It sounds like that should be the episode I do today.
I know.
The episode I did. That's what's beautiful. Before she almost died.
I mean, that's what's beautiful.
That is what's beautiful.
It is good, nice to tell people that you love them all the time.
I know. And you know what? I thought about a lot about it, and I know. No matter what happens, that it would be no matter what, I know how much my mom knows how much I love her, and I know how much she loves me, and that's important, because then I could feel peace around stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. So don't call. I'm not declaring love for anyone for a couple months because nice. I can't deal.
I don't
with the
think
stress
that
of it.
You.
No, that's it. I'm not allowed.
You're
to
not
love.
A superstitious person. I would say like that. I don't think you would ever put that connection.
No,
but it was something. That happened.
Well, you know what's weird? There was a woman, so it was my dad's 70th birthday.
Yeah.
And so we were supposed to celebrate, and I went down to the package room to get a couple of packages. He wanted a birth. I had to get him a birthday card, but he refused. He said, "Yeah, I don't want anything with 70 on it." Mm-hmm. So I bought him a card that said his birth year. And so it was all online. So it came, and I went to go get it. And the woman was there, and she goes, "Ah," she goes, "you getting packages?" I go, "Yeah, I gotta get it. It's my dad's birthday." And he goes, "This was on Friday before it happened." And she goes, "Enjoy them. Your parents aren't around forever." And I got so pissed at her. Because I was like, how dare she? She doesn't know my relationship. Yeah. I enjoy my parents. You know? I see them all the time. I talk to them all the time. And then that night it happened.
Oh, wow.
And so I just kept replaying that woman in my... I go, who was she?
Oh, yeah.
Who was she? Some sort of spirits? I never saw her before. Yeah. And then I'm not like that.
No.
But then all of a sudden, you're weak.
Yeah. Like that will for sure have an effect on you. Even if... Yeah, that's wild.
It's wild. And also my... nephew's guinea pig died.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter and jelly. So peanut butter died.
Just jelly.
So it's just, well, my older sister was saying, she was like, God had to take one of the cannellis. We're in the hospital.
That's wild.
God had to take one cannelli. Thank God it was peanut butter.
Yeah.
Thank God peanut butter died. And so they say guinea pigs are like best friends, right? As soon as my sister takes Peanut Butter's dead body out the cage, I mean, 4.5 guinea pigs, so 5 to 7, but something okay. was like, who knows what happened, you know? They took Peanut Butter out the cage. Jelly takes her bed, puts it on top of Peanut Butter's bed, and starts popcorning, jumping all around the cage because she's so happy.
Oh, wow.
So we think it's a murder. We think...
Oh, you think Jelly murdered Peanut Butter.
We think that Jelly murdered Peanut Butter.
Wow.
Because jelly's always the underdog, even
for
in the
sure.
sandwich.
Yeah.
So we knew. We're like, oh, jelly's making moves.
Now jelly. Nobody's having a jelly sandwich.
No, nobody.
But you can have a peanut
butter
toast. Sandwich.
You have toast with a little jelly.
Yeah.
You don't even say with jelly. You go with a little jelly.
Yeah.
So jelly's overcompensating over here with peanut butter. But my sister was joking that God had to take one cannelli. Thank God it took peanut butter.
Yeah.
She's funny. But just know that she's stable. And that's it. I have nothing funny to say about that. That's beautiful, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Cool. All right, Robbie, go ahead. Make your announcement.
No announcements. No, I mean, we do our best to be here every week.
No, don't do
we
this.
Do
make
our
your
best
announcement.
To do this
so before
every
the podcast, Robbie
no,
and I,
no.
No, before the podcast, Robbie and I chit-chat before the show, and I go, okay, because we're going to move on. We're going to talk about other stuff. I got nothing to say. I need a distraction just as much as you guys, and it's fun for me to get distracted in this. So I go, I just want to briefly mention what's going on. They don't need too many details,
but
like just briefly mention it, right? I don't want to get emotional or anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that, and then Robbie goes.
No,
he goes, I'm going to make an announcement,
too. I
got to
plug my show at some point in
his
show.
So here's the thing. Okay, my mom almost died, and I just wanted to let you know that she's stable now. Go ahead, Robbie. What's your announcement?
I have a show coming. No, I'm not doing it right now. I
no,
said we could
right
do it
now.
In the middle.
No, we do it right now. This is the most tasteful time to do it, Rob. Rob, go ahead. Go ahead.
March 30th. I'm doing a show where I read.
March 30th.
I read the day before Easter.
To the hospital, I think March 8th. Go ahead. So your show's, but your show's March 30th.
March 30th.
Go ahead. No, plug your show. Plug your show. I'm an asshole. I like to be.
No, no, I know. It's fine. No, I'm doing the show where I read
the
book.
Follow the pod. I like to throw Rob under the bus occasionally. And
for
Robbie
sure.
did say, he goes, maybe I'll plug in the middle of the episode. And I said, sure. But then the whole time I go, I'm going to make him do it right freaking after. We got two big announcements on the podcast today. My mother's still alive and Robbie.
You can see me doing improv comedy on March 30th. Playing make believe. To something that I wrote when I was 17 years old. My ex-girlfriend gave me a book that I wrote her when I was 17 about our relationship in the style of 500 Days of Summer. I'm going to read it. Some past guests of the podcast, funny people, are going to be there. We're going to read it together. We'll have commentary. It was a lot of fun the last time, and then we're going to do some improv based off of it. March 30th. If you're around.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday. It's the only time I'm doing it on a weekend. I'm gonna try to do it maybe one more time. But it's the only time on a weekend. If you're out of state, like from Jersey or whatever, yeah, please come to that.
Beautiful. All right. So that's our life updates.
Yeah. Beautiful. And okay. I just to reiterate, we come here every week, and there's bad times that we come here and still do the podcast.
Yeah, bad times between us, between the world,
between exactly.
Say between us,
like we're in a tiffy
sometimes.
No, I would say not. Maybe after. Usually we start pretty good. On a Monday morning, we're usually in we have our own issues.
Yeah, yeah.
That sometimes spill over.
No, but it's usually after. Usually something pops up.
If something happens or whatever after, it marinades. We sit in a marinades.
I don't know what that is.
Is marinade, I don't know how to talk.
Marinade is.
It's not a word?
I don't think it is. It's marinates.
See, I don't know how to pronounce things. I learned English with an accent, and now it just somehow shows itself. But no, we go to a poorly lit kitchen with flickering lights and sit across from each other, a long table. So,
the worst room in my apartment we sit in. There's no air. There's no sunlight. I usually cook and there's smoke
cooking,
in the room.
There's smoke in the room.
We have to open the windows and doors.
Shirt off to do the dishes because it gets so hot.
Yeah.
We're hunched over. Sometimes maybe. No, but usually we're in good spirits, I would say. Yeah. If we've come here in bad circumstances. So if we're not doing a show, it's a big deal.
Yeah. But I know it comes from.
No, of course it comes. It's nice that people like it that much, but like we really are trying.
I'm sorry,
and prioritize this pretty high,
over
a lot of things. So this is a huge priority in our lives, and we appreciate everybody. So yeah, they could always check out the Patreon. if we're not here and you really want to support us, things are not going well. So maybe you throw us $10, you get 20 episodes now for free. You could cancel it right after. Yeah, you get 20 episodes.
That's 50.
Then four in Portugal, and then some vlogs we did, and access to ask us whatever you want for a month. So it's not a bad deal.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to move on to now our regular schedule programming. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, we're done with that shit. We're moving forward. Okay, people. Thank you very much. Oh, we love you. Nice. So Robbie. So
what's
here we
up?
Go.
Sebastian was like yesterday. He's like, you know what you could do to help me out, Rob? Come up with a lot of things to talk about on the pod.
I did.
And I'm like, all right.
And he came in.
And I started today with my sister used to share a lot as a kid to impress my parents.
He went to the bottom of the well. I go, Robbie.
My earliest memory.
I have nothing. I go, Robbie, I spent my week in a fucking hospital. I have nothing good to say.
I have
nothing fun. I go, because he keeps asking me all week, what can I do? And I go, you know what you could do? Come with a couple good ideas that we could talk about. And so I pick him up from his house today, and I drive here because I'm coming from Staten Island. And I drive here, and I go, Robbie, what you got? And he goes to me, he goes, so my sister, when she was a child, she shared her toys to get approval.
I had other things. That was the start.
And I had to stop and go. I go, wait, what are we talking here? And then he goes, you know, like she would share her toys. And my parents would like that. And then.
It felt like she would share as a flex. That's what I thought. I thought it was funny to be like, I'm sharing not because I want to share with this person. But maybe she did. I don't know. Maybe I was just jealous that she got it.
Well, she would share to get positive reinforcement.
Yeah, to get positive reinforcement. Look what I'm doing.
It wasn't a flex. It's not a Rolex.
Yeah, I know.
It's not. But so this
look at my sharing ability.
This is how Robbie helped. So don't worry, I'm getting a lot of support.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot of support from all the angles I need. Robbie, his sister shared as a child.
Back in the day, she would share.
So don't worry, this is going to be a great podcast. Shout out Jackie. Congrats on sharing. Hope you're still doing it. All right, I'm going to talk about this then.
Okay.
It is official.
What's official?
I am so excited because it is official that boobs are back in.
Boobs are back, baby.
And you say, Sebastian, I know you're a dude. You must be a boob guy. Why are you so excited about it? Not because ladies got boobs, but because your boys got some titties.
And they're back.
If boobs are back, they better be back for me too.
They are.
I swear to God, if boobs are only back for women, I'm going to be disappointed. Because they better be back for men. I'm going to start wearing low-cut V-necks. I'm going to start pushing together. I better be getting some free drinks at the bar. I'm going to be leaning over like this. My elbows are going to be touching all summer, people. Okay? I'm thinking about getting a chain with a medallion and making sure the medallion dips between the cleavage.
Okay.
Woo, dog it. Now that's a titty move.
Would you be...
To make the thing hanging from the chain go right in between the cleavage... That's going to be my look for the whole summer.
Yeah. People are going to stare.
If people are...
Where is it going?
In my...
Where's the chain? Yeah. What's in there? Yeah.
What's in it?
Would you be... You wouldn't be... if you were on a date with somebody and they just kept looking at your cleavage, you would be...
If boobs are back and I'm showing...
Boobs are back.
And here's the thing. If I'm showing it...
You're showing it?
You better believe it. I'm just saying, I might be the Sidney Sweeney of podcasting.
You are.
We both have blonde hair, blue eyes.
You do. Blonde hair,
great
blue
tits.
Eyes, great tits.
I see no difference between me and Sidney.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Like, we are close. I'm going topless.
You should do it.
I would. I would.
For the right role.
For a
euphoria type role.
For a euphoria
type role,
I would go topless.
Not just throwing it away willy-nilly.
Here's the thing.
With the right director.
For me, I would go topless for the right person.
Okay.
Just like how Sidney does.
Yeah.
I would say that I'm definitely the Sidney Sweeney of podcasting.
I agree.
So it's beautiful. I'm so excited boobs are back, not because of other people, but because of myself.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I do think it's baloney that everyone online says boobs are back.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
You know who it's for?
What?
It's for women more than men.
Which is great. Then that's good. But it feels like a lot of guys are talking about it.
I think it's hard for women, though.
What?
Can we just say everything? When are we just, as a society, just going to be like, everything's pretty good?
Yeah. I like it all.
Because most straight men like it all.
Yeah.
We're not children. We don't just like chicken nuggets anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Orange juice or apple juice. It's not, I could have both. Depends on the mood.
We can have both.
Yeah.
And a moose boosh of boobs. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's just like, I don't think they ever really also went away. Maybe in fashion trends or like with certain models, but like, I don't know.
That's what it is in
fashion. They want people to be models.
In fashion and models and who's famous.
Okay.
So
who's getting selected to be famous?
Yes, because it is true. People get selected. Let's not beat around the bush. People get selected to be famous.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not talent. You get selected.
Yeah. For sure.
You get selected.
It's very much a selection process.
And
I've been thinking about that a lot.
Because it's
like you watch the Oscars a little bit, and it's just like it's a lot of luck.
Society is society, but the tastemakers select.
Yes.
And
there's so much talent. You go to a major, like you are in New York. You go to a play. Exactly.
People are so talented.
There's so much talent in the world. There's so much talent.
But it's just they decide boobs are in, and so ladies, if you don't have big boobs, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't make no one feel bad. It should only empower people. Because
I've never really met a guy, if a girl had her nice boobs out, who's like, oh, I'm so repulsed by that. Like, no, guys,
no.
They could be like, I love this, that, like, I love butts. I love butts so much. I like big butts. A girl walks in that has a nice boobs and you get along, the guy's not going to be like, I can't do this.
He would love it.
Yeah. Straight
men are so simple.
Very simple.
We're very
they
simple.
They could latch on to the smallest little thing and be very turned on by it.
A neck.
And very anything. Small things I could get turned on
matter.
By.
It doesn't even matter. Eyes. It doesn't
yeah. And an attitude.
An attitude. How you treat
a style,
me. How you touch someone.
How
you know?
Exactly.
How 100%
you how you touch somebody. I've had been like, ooh, what?
Yes.
We've graced hands. I'm like, I didn't know that I would feel that type of way about that.
So I do think the boob thing is society pushing it forward and the tastemakers. So if you have boobs, great. Have fun this summer.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it doesn't freaking matter.
I don't think that matters either.
No. Except for me.
It matters for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a
good That's nice. Keep them out.
I don't think it's not for me. I'm going to use them in the most anti-feminist way possible.
Your boobs.
My boobs.
Okay.
I'm just going to
do bad damage, negative damage.
I'm just going to be trying to get free shit from them.
Okay, nice.
Just the most like cliche bullshit that like
some people would say that's maybe feminist in its own way. Yeah, taking ownership of yourself.
You're right.
Using it.
It depends how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And I feel good.
Using the cards you were dealt.
I'm going to use my fat titties as toxic masculinity.
Okay.
My fat titties are going to be the most toxic masculine thing about me all summer.
I love that.
I can't wait. I can't wait. So catch me at the topless beach.
Do you think... Catch you at the topless beach. I have a story I want to tell you.
All right. What's up?
So yesterday, I'm out with two of my friends, two of my girlfriends.
Oh, two girlfriends.
Two girlfriends.
Nice.
They were calling themselves my two Latinas.
Oh, your two Latinas.
They were calling themselves...
I'm happy that you're living my dream.
Kind of. They're awesome. They was awesome.
No, okay, yeah.
We went out to get pizza. We went to
have a question.
What was the question?
So it's...
What is the question? Not was.
Thank you.
You haven't said it yet.
You know what? There he is. Robbie, taking care of the important parts of the pot.
Absolutely.
So you're in the car with two... Are they tall, short, or are they...
5 foot, 5'1".
They're tiny.
Short, yeah.
They're short. You... And these two women, where are you in the back seats?
Of course.
I love that so much.
Of course I'm in the back seat.
Of course.
I'm like a child.
I love.
They kind of treat me like a child a little bit.
Are they older than you?
Yeah. They're like, how you doing? How are you talking to women? How's this? Like, we have an open dialogue. One of the girls I went on a few dates with.
And it didn't.
Kissed once. And no, she's seeing somebody else. That's they're both seeing other people. And we're all like... She's artistic. She's cool. I like what she's trying to do. I think gravitate towards people that are trying to be creative in their life and have a confidence around that. And I think that are talented. That I'm like, I see their work and I like their work.
So,
anyways.
You're in the back seat. Do you buckle up in the back seat?
Yeah, probably. Maybe, like, if I remember to. Usually in an Uber, I always do.
You always buckle in the Uber?
Try to always in the Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So, anyways, we're going to park. And we're all in a line, like it was like a one way where there's just like a ton of parking spots. So it's like one lane is the one way and one lane is all parking spots. So we're waiting maybe like 2 or 3 minutes for a spot. The people that are going to pull out are like strapping in a child into a car seat. Very clearly going to leave. There's not a lot of parking. It's down by the water in Dumbo. We're behind them.
Behind them.
So we're waiting behind. The car is like right ahead and you're just kind of like right behind waiting for them to pull out, and then we'll
signal on. You're sitting there.
Yeah. Maybe for like three minutes. Maybe one person beeped and was like, "All right." But it's like, "All right, we're all waiting." You pulled into this area to see if you can get a spot. We're able to get this spot. Everyone's just mad that they're not getting a spot. Whatever. So we're waiting to get the spot. They pull out.
Everyone would do the same thing.
Everyone would do the same thing. That's what we were all saying.
That's
like,
the standard.
This is why you pulled into this to see if there's a spot. A spot became available.
They're just double annoyed now because they're waiting.
And they're not going to get the open one. Yeah.
And here's the thing. A woman's putting their child into their car seat.
Yeah.
I always say, take your time.
Of course.
Take your time.
We weren't beeping at the woman. But people are beeping, I guess, at us. And then it's relay. Everyone can hear the fucking beep.
Whenever someone's leaving, I go, you leaving? They go, yeah, I'm going to need a couple minutes. I go, great. Take your time.
Yes.
No rush.
Yeah.
Even if I am in a rush because I want
no,
to know.
You want, exactly, 100%.
Take your moment.
I'm not you don't want to have any hostile energy with these people.
That's
if you can avoid hostile energy, we try to avoid it.
That's beautiful, man.
So they take their time, not even that long. Maybe we'll call it 3 minutes. They pull out. And so then we go, we have our blinker on the whole time, like waiting, clearly waiting for them to pull out so we can get in the spot. So we go, she pulls up like next to the car in front to do a parallel park. And as we go to turn back into the parallel park, the guy behind us nosedives into the spot.
Oh, no.
And like he can't park the car. He needs to parallel park. Like you can't park. His car is too big to just pull in.
Yeah.
He'll need to come out. So it's like,
and wait, he was waiting behind you the whole
time? He was waiting behind her the whole time. And we're making eye contact. And he sees that it's two women, I guess, drive. They also, well, I'll explain what happens and then I'll tell you the aftermath. So I would say when you do that, you're initiating a physical altercation.
Yeah.
Or like if you're not going to back down, like why would you do that? Either you want to like just start a fight. Like you want to start a fight. Clearly we have an intention.
Well,
and you we're like, all right, I'm just going to, like, what did you think?
That Can I ask an important question?
What?
What license plates do they have?
I believe New York.
Good.
And we had Jersey.
Oh, you had Jersey?
Yeah.
There you go.
They thought they would be able to just bully.
Just complete disrespect. It goes, they don't drive in the city often. If I pull my nose in, these people will get stressed and scared and pull away.
Yeah. So the two.
If it was someone from Wisconsin, it would have worked.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think people from Wisconsin have no altercation in them?
No. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, wait till I tell you the story, because it will only reinforce what you just said, actually. So immediately the two of them get out of the car. So I get out. I got to get out of the car. Before I could even get out of the car, they're already out of the car. So I'm like, which I love. So now the person driving, my friend, is like banging on the window. He wouldn't roll down his window either. He's just like sitting there with his hand on the wheel going whatever. Just
staring,
like staring. Then he went to go pull out his phone.
They won't look at you.
He went to go pull out his phone as if you're going to start recording. What? So then I go over and then I'm knocking on the window.
That's
and I'm
some
like
of those recording videos. I'm like, what's really happening here? You know what I mean?
That's I'm just like, you are in the wrong.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
What do you like? If you want to record us, we'll tell the recording the story and everyone would agree.
Yes.
With us. Like you pulled in while we like very clearly we had the right away, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I go to bang on the window. I'm dressed kind of like this, we'll say. I have a black T-shirt on instead of a long sleeve. I have this L.A. fucking whatever hat on. I think I'm 5'10". I go to the gym to some level. I knock on the window. This guy is completely unfazed by me.
Let's say you work at the gym.
I work at the gym. I swim. I swam like 5 laps the other day and got a fucking Charlie horse in my tricep. And I'm like, dramatically on the side of the pool, like
I hope
like,
none
I can't
of your students saw you.
No, I got really lucky that one of my students had just left,
oh
and
my
then
God.
Right, I went to the hot tub. As soon as I got in the hot tub, another student walked in. So it was like the 10 minutes in between two people came.
Oh my God! I saw Robbie, our coach. He can't even do a lap.
He can't do. I'm like so sore, but anyways, I'm not whatever. But I'm not like I think I'm somewhat of a physical. Presence. The guy was scrawny, the guy in the car, not like whatever, a tough guy at all, and he won't move. He's not acknowledging. He's just like going to get his phone. This guy comes over in a Yankee hat, like a white fitted jeans, like I don't know, maybe Air Force Ones, and he knocks on the window and goes, "You're not gonna do this." The guy gets out.
Oh, and was it the car behind?
The car behind. He got out. He knocks on the window, and he's just like, "You're not doing this. You gotta go." And then the guy immediately, and then the two girls are like, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much." I'm like, I have zero fucking pull. I have no scare. I have no intimidation. I was like, I could have taken him. Like if it came down to it, it was me and the two girls. Yeah. We would have been fine. Like he would have had to move.
Two girls, you have to throw them.
Women, they're women, they're women.
Yes, yes.
Grown
yes.
women.
We went over this.
Yeah. I'm saying girls. Yeah, grown ass women. Grown ass women. Okay. Both older than me. Yeah. But I'm just like I have no scare. I'm not like. And these are two women I would say that want a guy who's like, I feel protected when I'm in his presence. And I just was like, I was like the younger brother in the situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I have no intimidation. Also, is the New York hat is just.
You were
undoubtedly more, I would say, intimidating, I guess, than the L.A. hat. Maybe if you're in L.A. and you have a fucking L.A. fitted on, reads different.
This dad hat.
It doesn't do anything.
No, you got.
Yeah, the dad hat's not scary.
You have your curls popping from your dad hat.
Yeah, I think it was backwards, actually. Maybe I put. No, I think I turned it forward. God. I think I turned it forward at this point. But I was just like, damn, the New York, the Yankee fitted. Because the guy, he was shorter than me. He wasn't like, I don't think he looked like that physically imposing.
Well,
this guy.
Let me hear you physically. I'm in the car, okay? I wanted to hear how you.
I just knocked on the window. I'm like, put the window down. But the two of them were also yelling. So they were kind of like, we were all just like, what are you doing? The window was up.
I'm the guy. I'm staring forward. You do you, okay? But, and don't start saying, and then I was doing this. I just want you to pretend that it's really happening. I want to hear how you
okay.
sound it, okay?
Excuse me, what are you doing, man? What's going on? Oh, I'm just giving a lot of, like, what's going on?
Here's the thing. You sound unsure of yourself.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Like, and am I said, like, are we going to fight? Like, all right, do I got to get him come out? And then
you said
like,
the word what?
What's going on?
Ready? Can I show you how I would do it? Ready?
What?
Go ahead. You're the guy. Let's stop fucking around, okay? Back the fuck out of here so we can pull in. You know you're wrong. Move.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm sure he would have. If you had a Yankee fitted on, I'm positive. Yeah, you do. Especially when you need to turn a persona on.
Oh my God!
Stop
fucking around. Let's go.
He would have moved immediately. Like stop fucking around. Let's go. He would have moved. I don't know. I think guys from New York have a certain there's a certain bravado. No,
you don't make a statement. Make a statement.
I'm just like I gotta get. I couldn't even speak. I'm like put the window down.
Make a statement here.
Put the window down before we can start arguing. Yeah, I know.
You need to make a statement.
I know.
Make me intimidate me, Rob.
But I'm like, what?
Rob, intimidate me.
I don't want to do that. I don't. What am I going to fucking
say? Something intimidating.
But then I also these women see that side of me. I'm like, I don't. But I guess they want that.
Stop making excuses.
Okay.
The women didn't want. They want. Go ahead,
bro. What the fuck's going on? What the fuck's going on? Open the window. You don't just get to fucking pull on the spot. You got to go.
See, here's
what's
the thing.
Going on.
You're
scary.
Talking like you
scared.
Like. You're nervous and you're gonna like you're ready to fight.
Okay.
When I said something, did it feel like I wanted to fight you?
No, you just told him what he was gonna do in a calm way.
Stop, because you feel anxious and like that. You're gonna fight.
Because that's what I am. I am anxious. I'm like, am I gonna have to fight this guy? That's kind of where I go. But that's what I think it is. It's an invitation for a physical altercation. When somebody pulls into if it's very clear. It's like, all right, I want to start a physical altercation. But then this guy didn't pull up the window. He was just like, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a pussy.
No, he's an in-person troll. You know what? He's a person that just wants to take advantage of people. What a shitbag.
I know.
I've gotten in those. If I'm by myself, I'll leave.
No, you would have left? You would have given him the spot? No.
No, probably
not. That was it. You know the exact area. It's so egregious of a move. It's not even like any ambiguity.
No, I know. It's a parking street.
It's literally you're on it's a parking street and you're in line waiting for it's like I just cut you at the last second. It was truly just like mind-boggling. But yeah, no, I don't have any fucking intimidation factor.
Well, you got to get some.
Yeah, maybe sometimes.
I mean, quiet is intimidating.
Yeah, staying calm.
Staying calm.
That's the other guy did. He just knocked on the window.
You feel nervous even here.
I know. I don't want to argue. This other time.
Take a deep breath.
I do have a lot of energy.
You couldn't even take a deep breath without talking. What are you worried that the people are going to get?
No, they're going to get bored.
Yeah, take a deep breath, Rob.
That's what's going to bore them.
Can you take a breath?
One time.
Can you take a breath?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now say something to me.
Hello, Sebastian.
That was more intimidating than your whole yelling.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I should be calm.
Just be calm.
It's hard for me sometimes.
I know.
Because I don't have, like, I've tried to repress, I think, the anger stuff a lot. And it doesn't come up. So then when it, like, comes up and I'm like, oh, am I going to have to fucking get into that right now? I get a little anxious.
Have you been in a fist fight?
I've been in a physical altercation before.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to do karate when I was 11. So that doesn't count. When my sister was sharing, I was doing karate. Yes. But I would spar. That doesn't count. But in college, maybe I got into an argument with one of my roommates and there was like a headlock situation. Oh, but okay. That's really like shoving, yeah. Yeah. Like if somebody like comes, is trying to fucking fight me, I'm like, I'll defend myself for sure.
Okay. I believe you.
No, another time I was out with this same person. She's in her mid-30s.
She must think that you're... Go ahead.
She's in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
We go to the bar, mm-hmm. and she has an ID. Obviously, they go to show. Oh, I have shown it.
She wouldn't.
They wouldn't let her. They didn't think she was 21. And now I'm like, what am I gonna fight? Was I have to fight this bartender? And they're like, do you have another form of photo ID?
That's a different scenario.
No, I know, but it's just like now twice that I've had to like step up in this woman's presence.
And you haven't been able.
And I'm like, I'm just, I don't want to argue. Like, why are these men trying to fucking start? I don't know. She's very pretty. I don't know if this is like,
what does
guys,
that have to do with anything?
Are guys just trying to like fucking troll? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are guys just trying to, I don't know, get like nag a little bit with her?
No.
And then I got to defend. It's like, all right, they smell weakness in me. They're like, oh, she's with some loser guy. I'm just going to show her how much of, I'm like, is this, not that it's about me, but now this has happened twice.
You're right. The guy behind.
He saw, I was staring him down. I was like looking at him.
Who's this pussy behind the car?
That's kind of what I thought. I'm like, because they were beeping.
It's not about you.
When we were waiting for the person in the carriage.
You know what the funniest part?
And I'm looking back and then he's.
In the carriage?
The car seat. So they had to put the kid in the car seat. Sorry.
You know what the funniest part about this all?
What?
We're pulling into this parking spot so you could go walk by the water and explore the park.
Yeah, to go to Dumbo.
What? Like, this guy's
let's walk around Dumbo.
Get in a fight to go.
That's what I was confused.
He goes, these fucking pieces of shit better fucking move. I gotta get my ice cream cone.
That's another thing. I was like, where is he trying? What is-
I gotta lick my cone by the water. Like, that's also the crazy part is there should not be tension to relax.
That's exactly.
The level.
But sometimes there's the most. Like at Disney World or like people on these. It's like they'll start these weird arguments with strangers.
Yeah, there is.
On vacation, on the beach.
You know why?
What?
Because we have so little time as, we'll say, Americans.
Okay.
To relax.
Yes.
That we hold it so precious that if anyone even fucks with it an ounce, we're furious.
Yeah.
It's more rare than diamonds, Americans having time off and relaxing.
And I would say even more so, New Yorkers.
So,
like, so hyper, like, New Yorkers are that on steroids.
We don't get a moment.
No.
So that's why there's such a higher tension around us relaxing than there is around us even doing work.
Oh, yes.
Because relaxing is such a commodity that we don't get.
No, I know.
So if you fuck with me trying to relax, I'll fight.
Yeah. It's a very toxic relationship around relaxing because it's necessary.
Because
it's so precious.
And here's the thing. Big business is holding back all these relaxing hours for us. And 100%. They're making us fight over our relaxing hours.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So that's what it is, man.
I know. I was talking to...
This guy probably gets no time. I mean, this guy gets no time off. It's probably his only time. His wife was probably watching the kids. He goes, you know what? You work all the time.
I don't think he has a wife.
He's got a wife.
You think so?
Smoke show.
Okay, maybe.
Cheats on him.
He looked around my age. I don't know. It was... going off of what you're talking about, I was talking to my friend about this. I think New York is the number one weed city in the country and probably the world. And I think it feeds into this of like, we need it.
Yeah.
People get off of work, immediately light up a joint now.
Well, that's
and
why
it's like
Europe
there's such
bad weed.
Yeah, because they don't need it.
They don't need it.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't need
They don't need the weed like we need the weed.
We said they don't need good coffee because they're not in a rush. They don't need bad weed.
They don't need good weed, yeah.
They don't need those things.
They just kind of are able to relax.
New York is great. We have the best legal uppers and downers.
Yeah.
We have the best legal uppers and downers.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what
and
it is.
And it's all over. Because even LA people can relax. And they can kind of mellow out. And I don't think... L.A. has this reputation of being like, weed, 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 Cali, weed, like Cali, it's all great. I think New York is caught up and exceeded by a long shot.
We consume it differently.
We consume it, on the streets. We consume it via joint.
Well,
we consume it
out of necessity
rather
than burnout.
Exactly.
You don't see many, even like my biggest stoner friends growing up weren't burnouts.
No.
They were head on the swivel.
I knew a lot of people that did very well in school and smoked every day, that would play varsity athletes, that would be able, I'm like, I don't, it was wild that I didn't just try it then, because I saw people that I looked up to and that were like very successful in high school, I would say, and they smoked weed every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, can't be that bad.
No,
it was definitely a myth around it. We need it, I think, a lot more out of necessity.
We do need to have a necessity.
Because it's like, you can't just relax in New York. It's very hard to switch, flip a switch and now be relaxed. Most people do not have that luxury.
No, it's brutal. I mean, and I now, for the post job, have to go to Times Square.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Imagine you have to commute there 5 days a week. Like, you need weed.
If you're from New York and you work in Times Square, if you're not high the whole time, I feel bad for you.
Absolutely.
Because it's an absolute hellhole.
And now Times Square reeks of weed.
It does.
Which I like. Fuck it. Let people know as soon as you come here, this is what you're getting into.
You're going to smoke.
We'll vet out people that don't want to be here. Anyone that I know that's like from here likes that that is the energy in Midtown now. They think it's hilarious.
I think
that you go to Midtown, it just reeks of weed.
Yeah, it smells like weed everywhere.
Yeah.
Outside the M&M store, I saw two people smoking joints.
That's
incredible.
Which is must be wild for you who grew up here.
Yeah.
Because there was always this weed culture, I think, in New York.
Well, it was
more, just on the low.
It was on the ground.
Yeah.
And also, cops took weed seriously.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this little joke thing.
No, it was, yeah. It was definitely serious.
Yeah, it was like like,
I think my cousin would sometimes, like maybe sell a little weed on the side, and he would treat it like it was a fucking big-ass, like, operation, and, like, you kind of had to.
You did.
Because you couldn't get, like, they would throw him in jail.
You go to jail.
Yeah,
to
yeah, 100%.
And to go
as
to
a fucking 17-year-old, 18-year-old.
Yeah, 16, 15.
Yeah.
It's not even,
that's
like,
crazy. Yeah.
Well, they're yeah. wild. I knew kids going to Rikers as kids.
For fucking selling weed. Now, that's so trippy.
I know. It's
That's wild. I mean, systemic, but bad stuff. But
yeah, bad stuff.
I think New York is now just, it smells like weed pretty much everywhere you go, which I like.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. All right, Rob, let's talk about it. I saw you post some shit, some bullshit that came out about New York, right? Since we're talking New York, you know? Oh, God, it feels so good to be back in Brooklyn, too.
That's nice.
Because I turned onto Highland Boulevard. I was driving. I knew I was in Staten Island because I, like, turned, and rather than someone, like, letting me in, they, like, tried to speed up, and I still went in front of them. The guy held his horn behind me and came up next to me, honking his horn, giving me the middle finger.
Yeah, that's wild.
Baby in the back seat. Baby in the back seat, just holding his horn, giving me the middle finger as he drove down the road.
This guy wouldn't have been able to pull what he pulled to me in Staten Island.
Well, in Staten Island, they would take a baseball bat.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, everybody in Staten Island, I was literally just going to say that, has a baseball bat.
Well, here's the thing, because my car got broken into, now I have that club in my car.
Yeah.
I'm from Staten Island.
Yeah. They have a baseball bat. They would have left the car with a baseball bat in hand.
Well,
like,
even people, it depends. From Staten Island, here's the thing. It depends where you are, like, financially, what you have in the car.
Okay.
The lowest, you have a club, which is the thing to lock the steering wheel in, right?
Okay.
That's
I'm at. Yeah.
I have a club. Then you have a baseball bat. Then even the rich people on Staten Island, what do they have?
What?
Golf clubs.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Bro.
And a baseball bat or no?
No, just golf clubs. You change what weapon you put in the back of your car based on your tax. Your tax bracket in Staten Island. But no matter what, you have something to kick the shit out of someone.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I swear to God, I knew kids that would, the rich kids would keep golf clubs in the back of their car.
I could see that. They kind of are waiting for it to happen. They want to use it. At least once a year, you want to pull it out. Not me, but the people on Staten Island.
They love to pull it out. All right, but let's talk about this. You post some bullshit.
Yeah, Time Out New York named my neighborhood, the central street of my neighborhood, Fifth Avenue in Park Slope, the coolest street in New York City.
Oof.
Which is not true. I don't know what else to say. I like where I live. I love where I live, even. It's not cool. That's the what. If you were to give it all these metrics of, like, accessible, pretty, have restaurants, diversity of, like, different types of things you could do, great. It's not cool.
Oh, it's not cool.
It's the least, one of the least cool places in New York.
They also voted Facebook the most popular social media.
I mean,
that's the same level of people.
Yes. This is very much like millennials trying to be cool. Like,
elder millennials. Like, rich millennials are like, they have their hand in Time Out New York.
They must. Who is paying Time Out New York off to get on this list to be the cool, not even list, they just announced the coolest street in New York City is Fifth Avenue in Park Slope.
You know why? Because they close it down so cars can't go down during the weekend so you can walk around.
But a lot of streets in Brooklyn do that.
I know. But someone thinks,
that's the coolest part of it.
Can I tell you, some of the worst coffee I've had in Brooklyn has been on Fifth Avenue.
The food is not great.
The food is not good.
It's a lot of places that look cute, and it just is mid.
It's totally like a little overpriced.
Yes.
And not great.
Very much so.
The bars kind of stink.
The bars definitely kind of stink.
We've gone to the Fifth Avenue bars. They're not fun.
No, they don't. Unless there's a game at Barclays or something happening at Barclays, they're empty during the week. On the weekends. They are not like...
It's a family neighborhood.
It's very much a family neighborhood.
Here's the thing. If you're going to start a family, that's great. You just don't get to be the cool neighborhood.
You're not the cool people anymore.
Here's the thing. They want everything. These people that start families want freaking everything.
They really do.
They want to have Park Slope. They want it to be their version of safe for their all the things that they want.
Yes, exactly.
But then they also want to be the cool, trendy neighborhood. What? You don't get to have that.
No.
Know that you're a loser.
I saw this guy that I know who has lived there for 11 years in the heart of this area, and I told him that, and he started hysterically laughing. He goes, "You need to send me this article. That's insane."
Because it's wild.
It's not cool. It's a good place to live. It's close to a lot of things. I would say the best thing is it's close to a lot of things.
It's good for strollers.
Great for strollers.
It's great for strollers.
It's the stroller. You can't have the coolest street in New York be the one that also has the most strollers per capita in New York. That
great
is just
schools.
Not cool.
Great schools.
Yeah.
Your school by you, they just did The Lion King. Tremendous.
Of course.
I'll tell you this. If a bunch of 10-year-olds are doing The Lion King around the corner from the street, it cannot be the coolest block in
absolutely
all New York City.
Absolutely not. No.
I'm sorry. It's Hakuna Matata all you want, but this ain't what hip is.
I don't know one thing that's cool about it. I could not tell you one thing. I guess that they shut the street down in the summer. That's what they're trying to do. Like, I don't know. They're building a lot. They're also, what's funny, directly across the street from the picture that they used for this visual on social media that said whatever, they're building luxury condos.
I know.
They're building a huge, it used to be like a Key Foods with a large parking lot. So just get a sense of like, it's a big mass of land that they are building like a luxury condo fucking whole situation. On the corner directly across the street from where they put this thing.
Can I tell you who's not cool?
What?
People who have had everything handed to them their whole life.
No.
You know who's not cool? People that have stuff to protect. You know whose apartment...
I cannot agree more.
You know whose apartment's not fun to go to a party? Your richest friend that's worried about their couch.
They need somebody to teach them how to throw a party. Or invite people. Or like they need... Yeah.
They leave the neighborhood.
Yes.
For fun.
Yes.
The Fifth Avenue, you know what vibe it gives me? It gives me 16ths of a pizza pie while someone's getting their face painted.
Yes.
That's
a great analogy. That is the energy.
Eating a six, it feels like a
yes.
If Chuck E. Cheese charged more.
You are sooner to see that than somebody walking around, I don't know. I was going to say with no bra on and a cool haircut and a nice old fashion, but that doesn't necessarily make something cool. But that would be like where the young, hip artist. I don't get an artist vibe in where I live at all.
No, you shouldn't.
It's strollers. It's kids. It's exactly what you described.
Yeah, that sucks.
Birthday
man.
Parties.
You know what? But I don't trust time out in New York for anything.
No.
Here's the thing. We have to realize all the Time Out New York, BuzzFeed, all those things are like getting more and more obsolete. Like, no, the people that look at them are the older people.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it'll be like tourists. I could see the businesses or like people that are maybe going to move here and they Google. It's like, where is the best place to live? You want that search optimization of like people will move there. But I don't even see it. The people who live in Park Slope don't want cool people to move there.
No.
They don't want it to be cool. I don't even think they fucking realize
what
cool means.
Your neighborhood might be the biggest Karens of the
It's old. The number one Karen neighborhood. Maybe Upper East Side.
Yeah, because, they're getting older now there.
In the Upper East Side.
But in Brooklyn.
Less energy.
It might be the most Karen. No. At least the people on
Dumbo. It's a fully charged Karen.
Yes.
Yes.
You know why? I think that it's because they're not super, super rich.
Okay.
The super, super rich won't even have the time of day to talk to you.
No, yeah.
You're on the Dumbo on the
They've completely
water.
Removed themselves from the general public.
Goodbye.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't even go to where you go.
Yes.
But these Park Slope people are forced to be around other people.
Yeah, they're in public.
Yes. So they're just rich enough that they feel better than you, but not rich enough to be away from you.
To be completely, yeah, you're right.
So that's why you're getting the biggest Karens. No place do I want to be high less than walking down Fifth Avenue.
I'm high on Fifth Avenue a lot.
Because it's stressful.
Yeah, no, I know. There is. It's a lot of Karens. And it's a lot of strollers. Even close to Barclays, which I'm like, how? Why are the strollers down there? But there's always strollers.
Because that's still Park Slope.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's a great place to raise a kid.
It is a good place to raise a kid. I like living there. I'm close to a lot of things. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It's fine. But it's just that's the one negative that I would say is it's not cool. So to see that, I was like, this is wild. They really want it all.
They do. And I really love my sister. Gotta be careful with that word. I like my sister for this.
Okay.
Right? She's a mother. And she knows she's not cool and laughs about it.
You gotta lean in.
She made that choice.
Yes.
She jokes. She goes, oh, yeah, we're gonna have a wild night. What are you doing? Oh, we're both gonna read books on the couch and put on a video, like a sound, like a Explore Ireland video on the TV as we read.
Yeah.
She goes, this is our wild night.
That's
and
nice.
She'll have fun.
There's nothing worse than somebody who isn't cool and really wants to be.
You know
it's
what?
It's really painful to be around.
It hurts them, too.
It does.
It hurts them, too. I'm 34. I'm done trying to be cool.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah, kind of. I think I'm awesome, though.
Yeah.
I think I'm
cool.
Yeah, I think I'm cool enough. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to go to trendy spots. I don't need to.
No,
like,
that doesn't make you cool.
Not at all.
Not at this point. And never, but you realize it at a certain point.
At a certain point. And I don't need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like, I think these. Here's the thing. People that moved into Park Slope probably weren't the cool people growing up.
No, definitely not.
So that's why they're, like, fighting for this.
Yeah.
You fight for that.
It is strange.
I know one person that I went to high school now that lives in Park Slope.
Okay.
This person went through 7 identities in high school.
No.
And that's how you know they had a heart
attack. They're still going.
Here's the thing.
They're still going.
The more identities that you have in high school,
yes,
the tougher the time you had there. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Because you're shooting. You're just throwing shit at the wall. Emo. Oh, no. Jock. Oh, no. Nerd. You know? Like,
yeah.
You're just like, where do I fit in? And they're still trying.
Yeah.
To be an adult, to be in your 30s and still wanting to be cool might be one of the saddest existences that is in society.
Okay, I want to be cool, but
stop.
I think I make
well, this
a,
is why I'm here for you.
Well, I think I make a place cool. I think I'm cool, so if I go somewhere, it is cool. Not that I can make Park Slope as a whole. I can't change the identity of Park Slope, but
you should start.
I could go to a bar and make
happy,
the bar cool.
Robbie.
No, I for sure.
You don't. If you're still aiming to make to seem cool,
you're right.
You know
no,
that
that's not my goal. That's not my goal.
Yes, but that's
I see what you mean.
These Park Slope people's
yes,
goals.
Yes.
Right. If they're aiming to make something cool, that means they're not worried about their happiness and the people around them.
No, their happiness is they want to. They get happiness out of being seem cool.
You
out
know
of status.
What? I watched Mean Girls a musical this weekend, and I learned something from it. Right?
What did you learn?
I learned being cool means you cannot make people around you happy.
Okay, how so?
Because you need to keep pushing them down and keeping them in check. The coolest person does not get happiness.
Okay.
The coolest person has to keep on thriving and trying to make themselves better than other people.
Interesting.
And I think that's what these people at Park Slope are doing.
Yeah.
And they go, how do we do it? Time out.
They're easy to buy off.
And they are
we
easy
could
to buy
off time out.
They
That's
are.
Big enough,
but
reputable enough.
Park Slope people aren't even fucking smart enough to buy off a TikToker.
That's what I was going to say.
They're not even fucking smart
you need
enough
to, get,
to
like,
buy a TikToker.
Start doing TikTok trends.
Do a secret.
Have some drama that happened in Park Slope and get a fun TikToker to talk about it.
Just, yes, have literally pay someone under the table, a TikTok person.
Yeah. That would have been the way to go.
That would have been such
Time
the
out
way
is,
to go.
It's not 2016 anymore.
No.
Which is weird. We went to the Time Out Market a lot when we were in Portugal.
It was different.
And I wouldn't say it was cool. It was just convenient and a good. It was practical.
It's also we can't compare Lisbon to New York.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Lisbon is a city based on, like is a newly, it's like a newer city for like tourism.
For tourism, yeah. New York is a tourism staple since it's existed.
Yes.
And there's new ways to find the cool stuff. There was very much the Instagram wave of like what's cool on Instagram ends up being cool. That's over.
I think that I need to be pushing not do I seem cool, but
am I happy?
Am I happy?
That's good.
That because that that's the goal.
Yes, I agree.
That has to be the goal. And you know who's fun to hang out with?
Yeah, people
a
that are happy.
Person that is happy,
and sure of themselves.
And then you know what happens then?
People think they're cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I believe.
Cool is a circumstance of you taking care of yourself and
100%.
Other people.
I love this. I agree.
It, cool is not when you force cool like this.
Yeah.
That's when Karens emerge, and that's when people that are mean to each other.
Yes. It's a toxic environment.
Because you're prioritizing a result.
Yes.
Rather than the what you should be, the essence.
Yes. I love this.
They're
I agree.
Not prioritizing the essence of what cool is, which is being happy and being fun to be around.
Yes. 100%. I agree. I agree with everything.
Old men are cool.
Yes.
Old women are cool if they're having a good time and they're fun to be around.
100%.
And they're confident in themselves. And you know what they don't think? I need to be cool today.
Yes.
They think, what will make me happy? What will make me my best self?
I agree.
And Park Slope is doing it the
opposite. They are the
opposite.
And
that's what's going to cause Karens.
They are. There's so many Karens. I couldn't imagine having a small business in Park Slope. Because they want...
Kill yourself.
They want to be Karens.
I'd rather commit the fucking samurai. the fucking Shogun samurais. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Because they want... That's what's annoying. They want to be cool. And they also want to be like rude. I have an example. I mean, actually, I'm going to talk about it on the Patreon.
Okay.
Something that happened to me at work that fits this story almost exactly. Yeah, I'll talk about it on the Patreon. But,
You need to take care of yourself first to be cool.
Absolutely. I agree.
And I think that...
We've talked about this, I feel like.
To push that I want to be cool, you'll never be cool, you'll just be needy.
Yes.
And I walk around Park Slope and I just see a bunch of needy people that are just worried about what other people think about them.
100%.
And there's no one... And that's filled... And I'm sorry, Ridgewood has its...
Ridgewood's starting to get
Bushwick
that way?
Bushwick has... Well, those people care.
Bushwick, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Bushwick, they care, but at least some of them are a little cool. Not
but
really.
But here's the thing. Some are cool there.
Some people.
And then people follow the cool people and act like the cool people. There are cool people, and then there are people that want to be cool and act like cool people.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting these ads because I fucking took a screenshot because I thought it was so ridiculous. There's this company, Bushwick Yacht Club,
uh-huh,
that has emerged as like, it's like, we're the streetwear brand or whatever. And I'm like, all right, what the fuck is it? First of all, we don't need a yacht club everywhere. We don't need to turn a Bushwick, which is a landlocked, historically Puerto Rican, New York City neighborhood that is getting rapidly gentrified, does not need a yacht club that then will be like, we're going to do a fundraiser for the dog park and we'll raise $1,500 because we care about the community. And then what is a yacht club in Bushwick? There's no yachts. People that are from Bushwick do not care about people that own yachts. They probably don't like them for the most part. To walk around, you are totally like, just wearing a costume that's like, hey, I'm the ops. I am the gentrifier. I am what? And you're going around being like, oh, no.
Themselves be known.
Which is fine. But it's like they want to be cool. And they're like, no, we're giving back to the community. We're doing like what's cool is to help people, I guess.
It is cool, which is great.
Which is great.
But
you're not really helping anyone.
They're helping themselves.
To help the dog park is like the least.
You have a dog.
You have the dog.
You're not.
Like, I'm sure people from Bushwick
else.
Have dogs and stuff, but I don't think the first thing that they're like, "Oh, we're getting gentrified rapidly. We can barely afford to live here."
I'm not helping.
You know what we need? $1,500 to revamp the dog park.
Yeah, that's wild, man. I mean, these people are dodos.
I know, and I sent it. My friend went to high school that I work with in Bushwick, and he's like, "Yeah, the people that have moved to Bushwick recently are a special breed."
Well, because they're copying other cool people.
I guess. Maybe it was cool to do a yacht club. Santa Monica Yacht Club makes a little more sense. I still wouldn't wear that or think it's cool.
No.
But, like, you can't just throw this concept, yacht club is cool. Like, you don't understand really anything about what's cool about anything.
No,
or what makes streetwear or urban wear cool.
Bringing,
like, what?
They're bringing them their parents' fantasy of rich life to New York City.
Yeah. They're from, like, Boston originally.
Yeah, well, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Their parents probably wanted a yacht.
Yeah.
So that was always in the back of their mind. And so, but Bushwick now they're
yacht
in Bushwick.
Club.
So now they're like, oh, we have everything. We have it all.
It's truly like a joke. I'm like, this is, yeah, it's wild. Yeah. Bushwick Yacht Club is just such a
because they don't even
oxymoron
they
in
don't,
a way.
They don't have any identity, these people.
Yeah.
Because they want Bushwick and they want what their parents had. So they just are trying to encapsulate it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
I mean, yeah. I mean, people are wild, man. I mean, because I do think Bushwick is cringy also.
Oh, very.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Because I think it's people, and I think the people that then are mean when they are like trying to be cool.
Yeah, they're fragile.
They're fragile.
Their egos are very fragile.
They're weak.
And they do a lot to protect it. But like people, you know who wasn't? I can't really call them out that much.
Why?
Because I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you were from, like, you could call people out more.
Nah, people you should don't. Have Staten Island.
They do, yeah.
But why would I? I don't have time for that shit.
No, you're right. Just gonna start going around Bushwick, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? What is that?
Who cares?
You know, I know.
I was once in Bushwick in a bar like a few years ago, and I like bumped into people. I was embarrassed I was in Bushwick.
I don't want to be seen here.
I truly was.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Like, no, if I'm like one, too old, too.
Yeah.
I don't fucking go to Bushwick.
Yeah. If somebody that you knew from back in the day saw you, I guess they were there too.
Yeah.
But it'll be like, what are we doing here?
What are we,
a little bit.
100%. Even college or high school.
Yeah.
My friends that I grew up with wouldn't go to Bushwick.
No, not to the places that you were probably at.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah.
The queer cocktail bar?
Nah.
Well, thank you.
Which is fine.
I go there.
There for sure. It's not that.
That's
that
part
makes
of who
it
I am.
Uncool. But there's it's no, just no, a lot
that's
of.
That's not what. It's the poser.
It's the pose. Yeah, it's that energy.
Well, it's people. As I say, people. Cool people are confident in themselves. They feel.
Yes.
And they prioritize their own happiness and make themselves cool. And then people want to be like those cool people and copy them.
Yeah.
And when you're copying someone else and not being yourself, then you're defensive. And when you're defensive, you take it out on other people. And when you take it out on other people, you start hurting people.
This is all very true.
And here's the thing. So I recently was watching a show, and I thought I knew someone. I thought she was very cool years ago.
Okay.
And I was watching a show, and then I discovered that she based her whole personality on a character in a TV show.
What's the character?
One of the Sex and the City
women. Okay.
And I went, Jesus Christ, she wasn't that cool. To find out that someone that you thought was cool based their whole personality on a character.
Yeah.
Not just like saying the things that they said, but like following their life philosophy. It really just broke my heart. And you know what hurts? I got the wool was pulled over my eyes.
You fell for it.
I fell for it.
That's what hurts the
and
most.
And I thought she was
awesome. Yeah, I agree.
And I still, I mean,
I've been there and I've been like, oh, I kind of got tricked.
I got tricked.
Yeah, I've been
to
there.
To think that you had all these great, cool, unique ideas.
Yeah.
And I go, wait a second.
You're so unique. When you meet somebody and you're like, they're so unique, they're witty, they're smart.
She's written.
They're this.
She's WGA written.
Yeah.
She's got a writing
she's got a
staff.
Team of writers.
She's got a writing
staff
there for years.
Yeah.
She's got $1 million budget.
I know.
Behind her thoughts.
That works for some people.
And you know, it does.
You just got to pick a more niche show.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think. Then I was trying to think, who do I base myself off of? I don't think really
don't
anyone
know.
Else. And now.
I was thinking about this too. I don't know if I do at all. I'm like, do I take anybody's cadence a little bit? Because you see people around and they're like very clearly influenced by someone or. Like, I have one friend who I think, I wouldn't say this, but I would say influenced maybe by, like, a Larry David type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you are influenced by people. I'm definitely
of course
influenced by people.
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know what was nice when, before TV, you would just take the cadence of the coolest person in your family or something.
In the family or the grade.
Internet. Yes. And then you could go somewhere else and no one would have any idea that you were stealing.
Yes. Yes, we would like Sayreville had a lot of like Sayreville-ism, I would say, things that
which
everybody
is great.
Would say.
And you leave and you go to college and you be cool for that.
Yeah, or not if you can't sell it.
Yeah.
Not everybody could sell it as the cool. Like
because
we would say people would say psych, like they would say sigh. They would not finish
like
psych. Sigh.
Sigh.
They would just say, instead of like psych, they would just do a whatever. And it was a cool thing people would say.
Yeah.
But not everybody could sell it. Everyone would say it, but not everybody could go to the next town over, Old Bridge, and be like, oh, he's cool for saying that.
No.
You got to own yourself and like own whatever little vernacular that you're going to try to bring over.
Yeah, man. And it just broke my heart. It just that I miss the days of I wouldn't know who you're stealing from.
Staten Island, I feel like it's, but I think the art imitated them a little bit, like the Sopranos. Like I grew up with Sopranos types.
Oh yeah,
with like a Goodfellas type. Yeah. But then it's young Italian kids that I think are also emulating their older.
Yeah, it's like, a copy of a copy, but I don't even do that much.
No.
I'm like a weird, yeah. I was trying
you're
to
not
think
doing
of,
Poli Walnuts.
No, no. But yeah, it was interesting. I was trying to think of, yeah, let me know who you think I steal from.
I don't think. I think people steal from us, but I'm not going to get into that.
Can I say this?
People are stealing from us. TV shows I've seen, I'm like, whatever. No, no, I'm not even getting into that.
I also, we'll put out clips and other people I see like do rebuttals of their own, just their opposite points of view.
Somebody recently was like, they saw one of our clips and people they're like, I saw a bunch of other people that like the liking story thing, which I'm like, sure, people like stories,
sure.
But they're like, you really, you guys have started a bunch of convos recently that they're like, I've, and I'm not aware of the other Brooklyn podcasts or stuff that's happening.
I am a little bit.
And some people are in the weeds a little more.
And there's been a couple clips that we were the first people to talk about a topic in this little web.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is giving their points of view on this topic.
I've seen this.
Which is incredible, Rob.
Well, it's good. I mean, it is.
You know what? Here's the thing.
It is nice, I guess, in a way. It's flattering.
It's
but
flattering. Most of our topics, we just think about our lives.
Yeah.
Not about the internet.
No. But it's funny to see.
That's why I had
Robbie. I'm like, oh, they listen? Like, I'll see that. And I'm like, or they see the clips. A lot of people get to see the clips.
Yeah, they have
It's not them listening. But they'll see the clips and they'll be like, oh, that is a good talking point. People are looking for talking points all over Brooklyn.
I'm looking for talking
points. We are too. That's the one thing you asked me to do.
So I can't, yeah, I was like,
you're like,
talking points.
We need talking points.
Just because we normally do real life stuff for what's happening. And I was like, Kate Middleton, but I don't give a shit. I don't fucking know. You know?
This is a news cycle we wanted to skip.
But that's it. Which is fine. Let them.
Yeah.
Let them. I love that for us.
I did say, what would you made for? Is a win for introverts. It did not go over well. I thought Dance the Night, I'm more of a Dance the Night than a What Was You Made For type of person. And I was really trying to sell Dance the Night, and I was wrong. No. I saw Billie perform it live. She's incredible at singing live. I like hear her on the track, and I'm like, did she just go in the studio and kind of whisper?
No,
but she can actually really project in that little tone. Yeah, she's very, very talented.
And she creates incredible. It's a perfect song for Barbie.
Which they were also saying, and I'm like, no, it's not. Dance the Night is the whole song. And they were like, no, this is what we want to get away from, is Dance the Night.
No, it's the perfect song because it's about Barbie and her experience and
no, like, I know.
And women's experience. It's perfect. I listened to an interview with Billy, and she was talking about her and her brother were talking about how they would pretend to write songs for other movies when they were kids.
Oh, wow.
They're like, let's pretend we got, because she won for Bond too.
Yeah.
So when she was a kid, she's like, let's pretend we have to write a song for Bond. Let's pretend we have to write a song for this. So they've been training for this.
They're very good at it.
They're incredible at
it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are.
I don't know.
I just love Dance the Night.
There wasn't a doubt in my mind.
But then every time they would like show a clip of Barbie, they play Dance the Night. Like, that's this music. I'm like, that's the tone of the movie. It's bright, it's vibrant, but it's not what the message is.
There wasn't a doubt in my mind.
No, I knew it was going to win. Dance the Night wasn't even nominated.
No, I know, but against other songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Oh, well, that's it.
Beautiful.
Everyone have a beautiful week. Thank you for being patient with us. And know that we show up whenever we can.
We do. We come here in a lot of circumstances. So if we're not here, there's definitely a reason for future notice. But thank you. We appreciate that you missed us. It's nice. Yeah. Obviously, to be missed and not to be like, all right, if we don't do this, does anybody give a shit?
No, it is nice.
No, so it was nice that a lot of people reached out and were like, yeah, they miss it. So thank you.
That's it. We're going to jump over to the Patreon now. We'll record a Patreon episode for this week. And that's
I have
it.
A lot I could talk about on the Patreon if you need.
No, Robbie always,
I got so
Robbie
much.
Always shows up with Patreon content. All right. Beautiful, Robbie. Hit the music.